Larry Kudlow is the senior contributor over there at CNBC. You watch him all day long. He's a co-author of a book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, which is just a terrific book and a great read, and you'll be glad you spend time with it. He also hosts his own show weekends here on WDLS out of Manhattan. Normally 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoons, but it's always on at some point. And he's a contributor to the John and Ray Gab Fest. He is suffering from just a little upper respiratory infection today, Ray. So I said we'd be brief. Let him rest up. He will.
Larry seems like the kind of guy that would just reach into his chest and pull that out.
Pull it out.
Yeah, get out of here.
Larry, good morning, sir. We hope you're feeling better soon. Look, we've been in contact with our Republican congressman friends here, Peter Roskam among them. He, of course, will be part of the group trying to herd the cats today. Debate begins within the hour, my understanding, because the Upton Amendment has to be debated. So will they get this done today, the repeal of Obamacare at the beginning of this? And if so, when it goes to the Senate, here we go again.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, this has always been the sticking point. You've had two issues. One was the essential benefits mandate, and the other was the so-called community ratings or guaranteed issues or high-risk pools. You have to separate out the healthy from the sick. And the government, I think, has a responsibility to take care of the sick. Real simple. So in a private exchange situation, just let the government finance the insurance for the so-called preconditioned people. It's simple. It's cheaper, by the way. You know, the whole Obama mishmash infrastructure of Obamacare was based around the threat that we weren't helping sick people. It's actually a very small population. You're talking about a couple of hundred thousand people out of maybe 150 or 60 million people. And we can afford this. We're a generous country. I would have gone further and had the federal government guarantee that they get insurance. Or somebody wrote in the paper, in the journal, give them all vouchers. Once you do that and you separate them out so the cost for the ill is not the same as the cost for the healthy, you got yourself a program that will allow premiums to collapse.
So what is the problem with the hardcore conservatives or the crazy liberals who decide we can't have this sort of system, which I think is essentially kind of an expansion of Medicare, for lack of a better descriptor?
Yeah, I mean, it could be an expansion of Medicare. It could be an expansion of Medicaid. But you're right. Basically, you're right. See, the other hook was the mandate for essential benefits. From day one, Paul Ryan did not get this right. He did not consult with conservatives. You have to change that regulation. You have to abolish that regulation. So not all of us have to buy the 10 or 12 conditioned facets, whether it's mammograms or addiction services or eyeglasses. We don't need all that stuff, and we should be free to choose.
Absolutely.
Well, if you do that, John, you create separate insurance products, by the way, competing across state lines, and the premiums will collapse, and deductibles will collapse, okay? They're two separate problems, the ill and the healthy. And so the adverse selection issue, where the millennials would not finance the old elderly ill, that is the heart of the failure of Obamacare.
Is, Larry, and this illustrates a lot, that's what's wrong. We just gave you 90 seconds, 2 minutes to explain that. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, at town halls, if Republicans get up there and try to say, well, this is what we'd like to do, they don't get 2 minutes. They're shouted down within 30 seconds.
Well, the Republican Party is so odd here. I wanted them, I don't know how long ago, a year ago, whatever, just come out and say, we are a generous nation, and we will support these. You're talking about a couple of hundred thousand people. That's all it is. We will support them, okay? Call it a safety net, call it a guarantee issue, call it community rating. We will support them. And with respect to the private exchanges, which, as you know, is a very small minority of the total people on insurance, right? Mm-hmm. Most people get it from their businesses. So with respect to the small minority, we will pick it up, the government, the federal government, okay? We will do that. And I guarantee you, when you do that, the premiums come down so much that we will have more people getting insurance, buying insurance, voluntarily.
Boy, that'd be great.
Choice.
That'd be great.
As they want.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're talking here with Larry Kudlow, CNBC, has a book out called JFK and the Reagan Revolution. Listen to him weekends here at WDLS.
Also sounds to me like that's almost a pre-existing condition. That he's got there.
Yeah, that little bronchial thing.
Larry, before we let you go this morning, Trump has a budget deal that'll get us through September, but he said the country could use a good shutdown of the government. What do you think on that?
Well, what I think is this. The 60-vote filibuster business should be abolished. I agree with Trump. 51 votes. The filibuster, which you saw, right? Harry Reid took the filibuster out for federal court, lower court judges. Mitch McConnell used the nuclear option, right, for Supreme Court, for Gorsuch, which is a tremendous, tremendous victory. Get rid of the filibuster. Get rid of it. Get rid of the 60-vote majority. It's nonsense. Get rid of it. If you want to save that, something like a two-thirds vote for foreign policy treaties, okay, let that stay. But it's not in the Constitution. It's a 19th century invention. It's almost always used for bad purposes. And that's what Trump is trying to say. You cannot use these old guard rules and frustrate the will of the people who express their will through elections. Get rid of the filibuster. It's a terrible idea.
Larry, we'll leave it there for this morning. Get well soon, sir, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
There goes Larry Kudlow from CNBC.
Good old warm glass of Jack Daniels. Take care of that. Chase that right away.
Larry, he doesn't go that way anymore.
Oh, no, I'm going to do it for him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's fine.
Make
sure.
Make me feel better.
There's some in the bottom desk drawer if you
okay.
want. Sure, sure.
All right.